Podcast Quick Hits for September 8th, 2017. I'm Mike, and I had an interesting question for all of you out there that listen to Podcast Help Desk, and of course the Quick Hits that come between the actual episodes. By the way, if you haven't listened to episode 100 of the Podcast Help Desk, go back to the website at podcasthelpdesk.com or look behind this episode in your app of choice. But anyway, I had an interesting quandary here. Not really a quandary, something I just noticed. I get a lot of email from a lot of different people, and I think I'm judging people based on their email address. So what is it, an email address? You know, it's kind of funny, you know, when I see at AOL, I see at Hotmail, I see at Outlook.com or at Yahoo.com, I tend to think less of the person, or at least at first. Now, there's lots of exceptions to any rule, of course, but do you get that same feeling sometimes, you know, when you see one of those free emails? And for some reason, and I don't know if it's just me or if this is, you know, a common thing, but for some reason at gmail.com does not have the same stigma as some of the other free email clients out there, email services. I don't know. I just think that, you know, I tend to judge people, not really judge them, but I expect less of somebody with that email address versus at mygreatpodcast.com or, you know, at podcasthelpdesk.com or whatever. You know, of course, I use, most of the time, I use one, Mike at mikedell.com, you know. And also, I think I have, I don't know if I have any at podcasthelpdesk.com. I probably do. Anyway, but it all ends up at Mike at mikedell.com. And, you know, that's pretty generic. That is actually Gmail-based. And, of course, my work email is Gmail-based. My school email is Gmail-based. My radio station email is Gmail-based. And all of it, you know, filters into that exact same mailbox over at mikedell.com. So, anyway, just interested in what you guys think of that. So, it's a little shorty episode. Of course, if you are going to start a podcast, be sure to tune in to the Podcast Help Desk. Go over to podcasthelpdesk.com, push the appropriate button, and you will be notified when a new episode comes out. And that will get you subscribed. Going to be starting kind of a one-on-one session since the next official episode is episode 101. So we're going to do podcasting 101, you know, how to start a podcast for the next several episodes. So get over there, get subscribed if you're not already, and we'll see you next time.